Macmillan Audio presents Sunset Beach by Mary Kay Andrews. Narrated for you by Kathleen McInerney. Dedicated with thanks and love to Megan Walker on the 10th anniversary of a great working partnership, with thanks for helping advance my evil plot for total global domination. Chapter 1. Sunset Beach, April 2018. Drew turned the key in the ignition, and the white Bronco's engine gave a dispirited cough, and then nothing. "Come on, OJ," Drew muttered, trying again. This time, the engine turned over. She gave it some gas, and the motor roared to life. "Thanks, babe." She gave the cracked vinyl dashboard an encouraging pat, then shifted into reverse and eased her foot onto the accelerator. The motor gave a strangled wheeze and cut off again. Now, every single indicator on the control panel began blinking red. She tried again, but the third time was not the charm. The engine caught briefly, and the Bronco's battered chassis shuddered, then fell still. "No," she moaned. She glanced down at her watch. She now had 15 minutes to get downtown to work. "No way," she muttered. Back when life was good, when she was living in Fort Lauderdale, she would have taken an Uber or called a friend for a lift when the 1995 Bronco she'd bought off Craigslist was having what Drew thought of as PMS. But she hadn't exactly had time to make friends since moving back to Florida's West Coast, and she no longer had a viable credit card for Uber, or even viable credit, for that matter. Drew had a vague memory of seeing city buses lumbering past on nearby Gulf Boulevard. She pulled her phone from her backpack, found the Transit Authority website and schedule, and determined that, with any luck, she just might catch a bus that might get her to the downtown St. Petersburg offices of Campbell, Cox, and Cramner in the next 30 minutes, which would make her late for her first day of work. She started walking. It was barely 8:30, and only April, but the temperature already hovered in the mid-80s, and within two blocks of leaving her house, her cotton tank top was damp with perspiration, and her right knee was throbbing. Shit. She should have gone back to the house and put on the tight elastic brace the surgeon had given her. In fact, she should have been wearing it anyway, even if she hadn't had to walk five blocks. But the damn thing was so hot. The elastic chafed her skin and gave her a rash, so she left it at home more times than she wore it. Drew gritted her teeth against the pain and kept walking. She was on Gulf Boulevard now, the busy north-south thoroughfare that threaded through all the tiny beach towns before eventually making a sharp right turn at Treasure Island Causeway, heading east toward downtown St. Pete. A clutch of giggling teenage girls, spring breakers, probably, dressed in bikini tops and microscopic neon bright shorts with the waistbands rolled down to their navels, approached on the sidewalk, headed in the opposite direction, and made an elaborate show of sidestepping her. She heard a quavery voice behind her.
"Excuse me, darling."
She turned her head to see an elderly man, his bony, bare chest glistening with sweat, power past, pumping small dumbbells in each hand. She squinted and saw, just half a block ahead, the shaded bus shelter. Thank God. She wasn't sure if she could walk much farther. Half a block, though. That she could do. She picked up the pace, trying to ignore the red-hot, stabbing pain in her knee. Ring,
sample complete. Ready to continue?